Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We are entrenched in the NBA because, of course, yesterday free agency officially started. And it seems like just about everybody has been signed except the biggest fish of them all.
And what did you say? 40% of the league was free agent?
40% of the league were free
agents.
That's
unbelievable.
Yep.
Incredible. You know what? I just wanted to pass this along. Did you see this tweet earlier? It came from Pro Football Talk. Mike Florio, you know, right. The main NFL guy there, does a lot of stuff.
Right.
And he just tweeted out, NBA fans in July, oh my God, we can't get enough. NBA fans in October through May. What else is on TV tonight? Taking a shot at the league.
I don't know why. Why is he taking a shot at the league?
I don't know.
The NBA is hot. NBA is on fire. I know you want to. I know you with him. I know you had to read it.
I just was.
That was not my idea.
I just wanted to put
He's
it out
there. He's defending football. You want to defend baseball.
Rob Parker.
I'm just the going NBA with, is fire.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. That's what's out there. I just thought we wanted to be relevant. That's all.
The NBA is pretty relevant, I would say. All right. Here's the deal. You know, I've been told that Kawhi Leonard is leaning heavily toward the Los Angeles Lakers, joining LeBron James and Anthony Davis to form what arguably would be the most talented big three the league has ever seen. And he's still, you know, the Clippers, they want to meet with him. And what I'm told is that he's going to meet with the Clippers tonight, mostly to keep his word that, you know, he told him he'd meet with him, so he wants to be a man of his word and still hold the meeting. But he may just go in there and let them know that I'm not going to sign with you guys, but I want to be a professional. I want to respect you guys. I do respect your organization. And so I just want to meet with you, but let you know I'm going elsewhere.
So you mean possibly he could go to see Jerry West and be like, Jerry West says, hey, Kawhi, we still have a chance of signing you? that could happen. That could happen.
Right. DJ Tysh is like, hey, I had to go along with it.
I was asked.
What?
Anyway,
where are you going to get that kind of comedy?
Before I was so
where are you
going to
get it?
Hopefully nowhere.
Rob Parker.
Before I was so rudely interrupted, you're going to like this, Rob. Now, look, I've tweeted out. I think he's headed to the Lakers. I talked about it on Undisputed today, on The Herd today. I think Kawhi's going to the Lakers, but it's not yet a done deal. But I will say this, Rob. If I'm the Los Angeles Lakers, I do not –
N-O-T,
want Kawhi Leonard meeting with the Clippers.
Why not? It's just a conversation.
Here's why not. Because Doc Rivers and Jerry West could be two of the most persuasive men in the NBA. And I'm telling you, when they get Kawhi Leonard in a room, I'm not sure. I mean, the first words out of his mouth better be, hi, Mr. West. Hi, Doc. Nice to meet you. I just respect you guys, and I want to, you know, I did want to keep my word that I'd meet with you, but I'm going to let you know I'm going elsewhere. And he needs to turn around and leave. Because if he gives them the chance to sell him, and I'm sure Kawhi, let's just talk for a little while. Let us just show, look, we won't give you the big presentation, but let us just, I mean, 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Here's what I'm saying if I'm the logo and Doc Rivers. Kawhi, we get it, because the Clippers understand, too. I've talked to people there, that the reason that they are really pretty much out of the running for Kawhi is that they don't have a second star. Yeah, we saw him carry a team without stars to the championship this year, but he doesn't really want to have to do that every year, and I get it. He doesn't want that load every year. So he's looking at the Lakers, could prolong my career, so on and so forth. But if I'm the Clippers, I'm saying number one, Kawhi. We don't have the second star this moment, but we've got a roster full of assets, and we can easily go get you a second star.
But they also had to wait and to figure it all out. Like, you took so much time, everybody's signing. How in the world?
I don't think they're going to say that to him.
No? So you blew
you
it.
You think that's what they're going to say?
You blew it. Kawhi, you blew it.
I don't think they're going to say that. You are right in that Kawhi could have told them a week ago, hey,
one or the other,
I like
right?
what you're doing, but you got to go get somebody else, a Jimmy Butler.
But that's
Kemba
what I'm saying.
Walker,
like,
Horford.
Like, who do you want? We have two slots. If you're coming,
right,
we'll let us know, somebody. And then we'll get the other guy, and then we can announce it together. You know, like,
yep.
Like, we need to know. You can't just wait. The longer you wait, the longer it doesn't work out, because everybody who knows how this thing goes, NBA free agency, there's no waiting around. Everybody only has a certain amount of money to spend. This ain't baseball where you could get anybody, Chris, right?
That could be Kawhi saying that could be how much more he wants to go to the Lakers. You know, he may not just not have told him because he doesn't care if they get a second star.
No, but he should have just said that up front. I don't want, that doesn't make any sense
to
me.
Well, he doesn't have to say anything to him up front.
Yeah, but,
he's just being respectful, and he's going to meet with him. He may just really want to go to the Lakers. He grew up a Lakers fan. But back to my spiel. If I'm Jerry West and Doc Rivers, I'm saying, okay, that's my thing about we can get you a second star. Don't you worry. All right? Secondly, I get it, it's a big three. But first of all, LeBron's going to be in his 17th year. Will he stay healthy? How long will he be healthy? Anthony Davis himself, kind of injury prone. And then outside of that, and Kyle Kuzma, who you got? You know better than anyone, Kawhi, takes depth to win a championship. When you were with the Spurs, depth won you that championship. When you were with Toronto, depth won you that championship. We've got depth. We're deep, Kawhi.
Listen,
we're deeper
you.
Than
are
the
you
Los
going
Angeles
to, are
Lakers.
You going to the meeting?
I could do this.
You could go to the
I
meeting tonight. You might flip.
Let me tweet.
You might flip them.
Text somebody.
Jerry, Jerry West.
You know how we are, Rob. I put it out there that I'm hearing strongly he's leaning toward the Lakers. So, you know, we want to be right. So
we always
want to
be right.
I want him to be with the Lakers now. But that's what I would do if I'm the Clippers. And if I'm the Lakers, for that reason, Jerry West and Doc Rivers will do it much more persuasively than me. But that is how they've got to try to sell him. The Raptors, I'm sorry. I just don't think he, and I don't blame.
Could he change his mind at the last second and just say, I'm going to stay in Toronto? I got 50 more million. I don't have to be involved in the Lakers circus. I met Jeannie Buss. I wasn't impressed.
Well, there you have it, though. What I'm being told is that he is the Lakers to lose. And if Jeannie Buss somehow messes up in the meeting, that could turn him.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah, but
something like that.
No,
and $50
like
million. Dollars.
Yeah,
like,
but
this sounds great,
I think,
or whatever.
If he signs with the Raptors, Rob, I think it's a short-term deal. Which I don't think he should do because his body is fragile, as strong and big as he is. I think he should get the long-term deal wherever he goes for security. But if he signs on with the Raptors, I think it's a short-term deal. 1 year with an option, something like that. So I don't think he's going to go back there. I just think this is going to be a lifestyle move for him. I think he wants to be in Southern California. And look, he's, as I've said, he's a made man. Nobody can slight Kawhi Leonard for going wherever he wants. No one. So if he goes to the Lakers, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to, he didn't want the pressure. He wanted to play on a super team. He needed help. No, he's proven in this Big Three era that he can get it done without a big three and without a big two even. So he's a made man. He is beyond reproach. He can go wherever he wants. And I don't see him going back to Toronto. You never say never until it's done.
No, until it's a done deal. But we've seen people back out. People have supposed to have gotten married and don't show up at the altar. You know what I mean? Everything's set. And then they get cold feet or they decide something. It happens. Right. I agree with you.
Right.
Until it's
DeAndre
a done deal.
DeAndre Jordan was in Dallas.
He was in Dallas. It was a done deal. Yep. What happened?
Yep. He ends up back with the Clippers. No question. What do you think is his best move?
I thought it was the Clippers. I thought he would put himself in a unique situation just to do something nobody had ever done. That's all, considering that he's already won two titles, two finals MVP. I agree with you. Like from here on out, there's very little more that you can say about him, no matter what happens the rest of his career, because what he pulled off in Toronto especially. Okay, when you talk about San Antonio, they already had a tradition. They had already won even before he got there. Toronto had none of that.
The only reason, like if he wanted to go to the Clippers, this would be the thinking that he'd have to have. I want to go down as the greatest player of all time.
Right.
Now, I don't think he's the greatest player of all time. Just watch him. He's all-time great. But going to the Clippers, if he could somehow lead them to a championship this year, next year, that would be – he would be starting a run – that could make you begin this. Okay, let me see how far he can take this.
Right.
You went to Toronto, a team with no other stars, and a team that had never won a championship.
And
never
you won.
Been to the finals, and you won. Then you went to the Clippers the very next year.
Right.
No champion or no other stars, no championship appearances, no finals appearances, and you won. Like, that would be the stuff where you begin to say, okay, how far, how good is this guy really?
That's what I'm saying.
And is he going? Like, how? Let's watch how far he's going to go
this,
and start
right.
leaving it open to who he could pass on the ladder of all time greats, right?
Because if he would have won another one, just say he won another one. Just say
next
he didn't
year
go
with the Clippers.
Say he won another one. Not only that, Chris, we go. Not only now he's got three championships,
right.
the same amount as LeBron
right.
with no losses. He's won with you know what I mean.
Three like, different teams.
You would start looking
no,
it
yeah.
out. And here's the other thing. That's a little wrinkle in the whole him going with LeBron. That was one of the selling points on people about if LeBron were to win another title, he'd be the first guy to win with three different teams.
Right.
Now with
right. That's
now,
a good point.
Now with
Kawhi
would have the same
right.
thing.
That's a really good
There's
point.
There's no like LeBron doesn't separate himself from the pack. Kawhi does it with no losses.
Right.
Isn't that weird?
And without big threes.
Think about
I mean,
that.
San Antonio, I guess he had a big three.
But not the same
but
way.
Older.
But you see what
right,
I'm saying?
Right, right.
Like,
no, there's all that.
That's interesting to me.
That would have to be his thinking. But everybody's not built. I mean, I'm not saying he's not competitive. He's obviously competitive. But, you know, not everybody's thinking about you know, my legacy.
No, everybody does it.
Some people
just
stay
play
in the moment
and just do
and
whatever, and then
it.
At the end,
right.
they take a look at everything. Other people like to map it out. This isn't
right.
good for me. I shouldn't be doing – I mean, and think about it. This is a bad look, and long-term people will look back. I mean
– I think – and you look at the LeBron James, who was such a child prodigy, that was probably always a part of his thinking at some point, you know, where I got to win rings. Like, people are looking at me like I'm the next Michael Jordan. I got to start winning. What is my legacy? Like, a legacy was almost forced upon him. Kawhi was a late bloomer. San Diego State, 15th pick in the draft. You know, so he may not think that way.
Right. His is totally different.
Right.
I agree with you.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The big winner, I believe, is the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets, at least for the next few years, will own New York basketball.
I'll give you even more. I'm telling you that I think Brooklyn will win the NBA championship in 2 years. That's where I'm going.
So Durant's first year back.
Yep. I like it so much.
Is no that, sleep!
Did you just want to play this song? Because, I mean, dude, that's not premature.
Wow.
That's not premature?
No, I'm telling you. His first year back, it don't take long. Rack 'em. I'm going with Brooklyn in 2 years as the NBA champion.
Your Brooklyn predictions don't have.
I was
great
right
track
about game
record.
One against Philadelphia. I did get that one right. I'm just saying. I'm gonna step out there.
Are you willing to say you'll move to Mexico?
Moving to Mexico.
No, I might move to Bed-Stuy. How's that?
Hey, my father-in-law lives in Bed-Stuy.
Bed-Stuy.
Do or die, Bed-Stuy.
So this is the thing.
Changing a lot.
People.
Gentrification.
Well, we already know. Yeah, Brooklyn all over.
Right.
But people who don't know, unless you're from outside of New York, you say I'm from Brooklyn. But if you're in Brooklyn or in New York, you don't say I'm from Brooklyn. You say I'm from Bed-Stuy,
right,
or I'm from Canarsie.
Brownsville.
Right. That's how you don't do it that way.
Yep.
Everybody, like, people think I'm from East New York,
well,
which is Brooklyn.
Look, I'm not with you on predicting a championship in 2020 yet, or 2021 for the Brooklyn Nets.
Long time from now.
But what I am with you on, I like the move. I think Kevin Durant is tremendous. I think Kyrie Irving is tremendous as a player. And he does, look, Antonio Daniels hit it on the head. For me, this year for Kyrie Irving should be about him, you know, improving his leadership. And he does have a relationship with some of these Nets. I believe Spencer Dinwiddie was recruiting him, you know, early, back in December throughout the rest of the year.
He turned into a good player, man.
He is nice. They got
him in Detroit, and I could always tell he could play, but I think he really
they
blossomed.
They got a nice team. Caris LeVert, Spencer Dinwiddie, Joe Harris is still there, Jared Allen. Now you bring in DeAndre Jordan, Kyrie Irving. Next year, I think they can fight for home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs. And then if KD comes back 90, 95%, or heck, 100%, they're going to be a contender. They're going to be a contender. So, big for Brooklyn. They look, you got Jay-Z as an owner. You got a great new stadium or arena.
It's a beautiful arena. It's not Madison Square Garden, but it's beautiful. You've been there.
Yeah, it's certainly more state-of-the-art. And
right,
all that
it's
nowadays.
New.
Right.
It was built a couple years,
it
you know.
Is nice. I mean, look, a lot of players will tell you, when you play, and here's the thing most people don't know, and you know this from covering them. When you play for the Knicks practice in Westchester County, like essentially upstate New York.
Right.
And so the players live, some live in Connecticut, some live in, you know,
and then
all
trying to get into
upstate.
The city.
Right. But you can't, but very few Knicks ever live in Manhattan.
Which is crazy because people who have big money should live in
right.
Manhattan.
And whereas with the Nets, because they're in Brooklyn and practice right across the Brooklyn Bridge, essentially.
Right.
Or the Manhattan Bridge, either one, you can live in Manhattan. There are Nets that live in Battery Park. And
then just take the
Lower
bridge
Manhattan.
Over.
Yeah, so, and it's not far for practice. So there are a lot of benefits to that the Nets have. Now, there's a second half of this story, though, Rob. The New York Knicks. The New York Knicks have, I mean, all year, they thought they were getting Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, or Kevin Durant and somebody.
Right.
And they failed. And look, I will give the Knicks this. I'm going to give them credit for not spending their money wildly. For when we didn't get Kawhi, we didn't get KD. All right, we're not just going to go max Tobias Harris, as good as he may be. We're not just going to go max Kemba Walker,
no,
as good as he may be. Because we know they're not leading us to a championship. So they're building slowly. And I got to be honest. Look, they were the big losers. Or big losers. I think the Clippers will be the bigger losers just in terms of the offseason. Because they had expectations and hopes,
I
too.
I think the Knicks are bigger.
Well, only from, the only Clippers are a better team.
Right, but only from this standpoint. They were in line to get the first overall pick.
But you can't blame them for that.
But no, I know that, but I'm saying where they were after they had a horrendous season trying to take that next step, they had a lot of things lined up for them, and they got none of it.
They got R.J. Barrett, who may end up being a star.
Nice.
I mean, seriously, okay. He's potentially could be a star. A year ago, he was viewed as the number one pick in this draft.
And he wound up not
number
being.
Three. Okay. But he played well
I'm
in
just
college.
Saying
people, I don't blame him for the draft. Now, I think they
no,
lost.
No, I'm not blaming. I'm just saying like to me,
but that was just,
all the expectations
they
that they had.
Chance
I know,
to get the number one pick.
But
that's it.
But it was bad. Everything stinks.
The Clippers thought they were getting somebody as well.
Oh, no doubt. I'm not saying that.
But what I'll say is that the Knicks – I actually think they've done a decent job after they
I don't see
spurred.
Them as a playoff team.
No. So, but R.J. Barrett, who, you know, let him develop. We'll see what he is. Julius Randle is an improving and very good player. We'll see if he's a winning player. He can put up numbers. Can he win?
A lot of guys can put numbers
no,
up.
No, I know,
you know
but
that.
That's what
right.
we want to see. But he's young. This kid came right out of school after 1 year.
I'm not saying he can't play. We've seen
him. Right. And then you got Taj Gibson, a good veteran. You know, Wayne Ellington, okay, he shoots whatever. But I think they've done a decent job of building. But they were big losers. And, Rob, this is a big part of it for me. I do think James Dolan being the owner is an issue. But the main thing, reason, this is what I think foiled the Knicks. Kevin Durant's injury. That did it. Because I do believe the talk that KD was going there was true.
No, I believe all right. the stuff we heard all year, all was
right.
playing out. Just about all year, we heard that for a long time. I heard it strong just 2 weeks ago.
No, look,
two
I
weeks
think
ago,
what
heavy.
Happened was when he got injured. Now, the Knicks were only in max guys on Kawhi Leonard and Kevin Durant. They would take Kyrie, Jimmy Butler, Kemba Walker to go with one of those guys if that's what it took to get them, and they would max them. But they really only thought KD and Kawhi were true max guys that they wanted to invest in. So once KD gets hurt and he's out the whole year, the Knicks were leery, more than leery, about maxing Kyrie and having him be their locker room leader and team leader for a year. And I don't know if that got back to Kyrie or what, but Kyrie... I don't even want to say that that's when he turned to Brooklyn. He grew up a Nets fan.
No, he did.
His dad has season tickets to the Nets. So he may have always been in on the Nets for what we all know.
You don't know, right.
But when it started coming out that he was all in on the Nets, I do think Kyrie wanted to get KD to the Nets. KD wanted to get Kyrie to the Knicks. But when KD got hurt, who's got the leverage in that discussion? Kyrie's probably like, look, if I go to the Knicks, we're going to be getting thumped for a whole year, and I'm going to be the one bearing the brunt of that from the media, right?
Yeah. No,
I don't want to do – so you're in Brooklyn. You're not as much scrutiny, not as much expectations. And so I do – I think that played a huge part in this.
I do think that there's truth to that. And had he not been hurt, it would have been different. I think that changed a lot of stuff. But
you think they – somebody plugged in who's been giving me great information told me – that if I asked him, what if KD doesn't get hurt, what do you think happens? He said, I think him and Kyrie go to
the
Knicks.
Go to the Knicks.
Because DeAndre Jordan was trying to get him. DeAndre was going to go wherever those two went. But he wanted to
Because he was already
be
with the Knicks.
Knicks.
He was right. already there. Right.
He wanted to be the Knicks.
It's going to be, as it plays out, I still think, though, when you look at where the Knicks are, like having the spot for two max players, mm-hmm. and I think that that's – a smokescreen, a spin that, well, they didn't offer him the mat.
I totally agree.
You don't have any leverage if you're the New York. I'm sorry. There's a bad team tax that you have to pay, Chris, and a risk for reward. And this whole notion that they are like, well, we're not throwing bad money. They're the kings of bad money.
Thank you.
They've thrown nothing but bad money at bad players for years. And all of a sudden, the New York Knickerbockers are going to be fiscally responsible, and they're going to say, no, well, KD. KD's not 35, and you're hoping he's going to play again. I remember when the Knicks wouldn't sign Bernard King when he tore up his knee. You remember that?
Yep.
Because now that was a serious injury, and he wouldn't let them see him, like the doctors.
Right.
I respected that. I agree. I couldn't sign you.
If you don't let us look at you.
If you don't let me look at you and give you an exam, I'm not doing that. He might not be able to walk. But on this case, for the Knicks to play hardball saying they're not going to do it makes no sense. I don't believe it one bit.
Well, and as you said, look, it's not like being, and I know you didn't mean it this way, But giving Durant the max, what wouldn't have been being fiscally irresponsible? And the Golden State Warriors, they have been the best-run franchise in the last few years. They were willing to give him $60 million more than the Knicks. They're willing to give him the full 5 years, $221 million. The Brooklyn Nets, who have been well-run the last few years, obviously, they maxed him or were willing to. You know, the Clippers, well-run the last few years. Jerry West, the greatest executive in the history of the league, they were willing to max him. And we're supposed to believe the Knicks weren't. And Scott Perry and Steve Mills know what they're doing.
Right. They've been around.
They were going to max him.
I don't believe that story.
I've been told by the Knicks that there was no discussion with them and KD's reps that they weren't going to max him. That spin, either that James Dolan has gotten out there to make it look like the Knicks didn't get stood up.
Right.
Or from KD's group.
So that they can say, right, why they picked Brooklyn over the
right.
That's
right.
A reason. But I'm not buying either, so it's crazy.
All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. Do you think it was a good move for Kevin Durant to go to Brooklyn? And what does their future hold? Rob said they're winning it
in two years
from now. What
do you hear
think?
Me?
No!
I think he's going to end up in Mexico in 2 years.
No sleep till Brooklyn,
and
baby.
The
Here's
bet
the theme
is
song.
That they get to the final.
Here's the theme song of the NBA in 2 years. I can see them rocking this.
You know what? I'm gonna throw
at
this,
Barclays.
You know what this is? I'm gonna throw out a bet. In 2027, the Chiefs are gonna win the Super Bowl.
Stop it.
So when it happens, we can play.
I want to say this. If you're watching us, because I'm getting hit up by all these people who are watching us on YouTube Live. So Elijah, so let's say hi. Throw it out to Eddie in Detroit. My man's watching. And Winston in Maryland. They're all watching. It's sweet.
All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Kawhi Leonard will meet with the L.A. Clippers tonight. Now, it's likely that he may just tell them they're out, but he wants to keep his word that he was going to meet with them. And I'm told he will meet with them. And we'll talk about that a little bit
coming
in the next hour. But in the time being, his sources say.
Check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's sources say.
That is correct. Actual and factual. It is sources say on Fox Sports Radio with Rob Parker and Chris Broussard with a total of 195 years. Of sports journalism.
70 of them, Rob Parker.
Wow. Well, that's why I dominate this game. Let's go.
All right, gentlemen. We don't got much time.
I want my theme music.
I think you got like two.
It was tied last time.
We got about two questions.
You win this, Chris, I'll give it to you, okay?
All right.
All right, guys. So former NBA star Andre Miller got into a bit of hot water over the weekend. He was caught photoshopping his social media pictures and adding some fake abs. Chris, are my sources good?
I'm going to say false.
I think that's true.
You sit on a throne of lies.
It's over. Give me
no,
my
it ain't.
We still got
it
time.
Ain't over.
We still got time. I just made that one up. I thought that was pretty funny.
That was good.
Well,
that
people
good.
Do stuff
tell.
Like
I
that.
Can tell. Obviously, I could tell.
Sources say Fox Sports Radio, The Odd Couple. Aisha Curry, the wife of NBA superstar and man of faith Stephen Curry, admitted in an interview this week that she has sent hundreds of sexy photos of Stephen Curry on road trips. Chris, are my sources good?
I do believe that's true. Yes, true.
Yeah, I do too. Keep our man interested on the road.
Right. No doubt.
Sources say, Fox Sports Radio, The Odd Couple, O.J. Simpson's prison ID card stemming from the 1995 murder trial is going up for sale through the Heritage Auctions, and its starting bid is at $2,000. Chris, are my sources good?
It just seems seedy, doesn't it? I hate to think. I'm gonna say false.
I'm gonna say true. People buy everything nowadays.
They really do,
even if it doesn't really mean anything.
You sit on a throne.
Oh, you know what? Whatever.
It was actually Tupac.
No,
let me hear.
No, it's not over.
It is over.
No,
it is over.
The last one is worth two. The last one.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
One more.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
We got time.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
UFC star BJ Penny went viral last week after someone posted a video of him getting into a fight with a bouncer outside a Hawaiian strip joint. Chris, my source is good.
False.
Leo.
This game. This game sucks.
Nothing.
I hate this game.
This is the rumble in the jungle.
I hate this game.
This is the thriller in Manila.
The champ is here.
This is. I just knocked you out. You had to keep it going. All right, bring it.
The champ is here.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.